Ladies and gentlemen, just a friendly reminder that Mincha this afternoon is going to be at 4:45 both over here, and it would be a very big help if during the week people made it their business to attend Minyanim, so especially the 7 a.m. Shacharis, and of course the 6:20 Shacharis, and especially in the next 3 weeks, where there's going to be a change into the availability of some individuals, so if you could just put in a little extra effort in the mornings, that would be a big help. Mishnayos this week are sponsored Le'ilui Nishmas Sarah Malka Bas Reb Yitzchak, just as they are throughout the year of her Avelus. We are in Masechta Olos, and today we're going to close out the ninth perek with Mishnayos Tesvav and Tezayin. We're done talking about beehives. Let's talk about something else. Tales from the crypt. So the Mishnah says Aron. Aron usually refers to a coffin, but today the Aron is going to be a crypt. It's going to be in the bedrock. Right, Rechava Melmatan Vitzara Melmalan. If it's wide at the bottom and small at the top, so the real question over here is how much of this is going to be able to be Mekabel Tuma? Bedrock is not supposed to be able to be Mekabel Tuma. It's been there from the 6 days of creation. So Amis Besochan, there's a dead body inside. Sanogea Bo Melmatan Tar. If you touch the outside of the crypt on the bottom, right where it's wide, we're going to assume that that's Tar. But Milmalan, tell me if you touch the upper part of the crypt where it's narrow, so then in such a situation, the individual touches it, he's going to become Tameh. That's where the Tumah moves. Now, Rechava, what if it's an opposite shape? It goes like this, so the top is much wider than the bottom. Rechava, Milmalan, Vitzara, Milmatan. If in the crypt, it's like a V, right? And the top is wider and it's in more narrow on the bottom. So if you touch that from any direction, you're going to be tummy. Whether it's the top, the bottom, because the tummy is spreading all the way upwards, right? Shava. What if it's a square or a rectangle? So Rebbe Elazar says if it's all things considered, wherever you touch is going to be tummy. Rabbi Shomer mitafach lematan tor. So somebody touches from a tefach and down is going to stay tar because the tumah rises, right? And it's only going to be considered an aron. It's only going to be considered a crypt when it's the tefach that's closest to the body. So therefore, it moves only over there, and that's where the person's going to be tummy, right? How so you come in kem tira, if the crypt is made similar to a chest where the top of the crypt lies across all the sides. So there, if you touch anything, the lid is going to spread the tumah. The tumah rises, it hits the lid of the crypt, and then it's going to spread itself outwards. Come in gluskus, but if it's like a gluskus, like a basket, where the piece, you know, the top of the crypt fits in, it doesn't sit on top. Right? So then there's no top to the crypt. And so if that's the case, wherever you touch it, it's going to be tar, chutz mimakom sichasa, except for the actual piece that is the lid that fits in, it snaps in, sinking into the rest of the pieces. Enough about crypts, let's talk about barrels. Chavis shiyosuya sheyosheva sal shula ba'avir. What if you have a barrel outdoors, and it's resting in its normal spot on the ground? The kazayas min ames nasun tachta, there's a kazayas of a dead body underneath it, obisocho on the bottom of the barrel, kenege karkousa in the bottom of the barrel. So the tumah that's there is going to move in a column, right? Tumah bokasvi, although bokasvi aredes, vachavis tamea. In that situation, the barrel is going to become tame. Tachas defana mibachutz, what if it's under the, you know, if it's a wide barrel, right? And it's under the edge where the barrel sort of overhangs, right? On the outside. So tumah bokasvi, although bokasvi aredes, vachavis torah. In that situation, the tumah moves in a column. And since it only nicks the side of the barrel, that's not going to become tamei because it's not the primary part of the barrel. It's just the concave, right? However, the Mishnah does continue and say, in that regard, v'achavis tahora. Now the Mishnah says, v'socha v'tachas defana, right? When the tumah is inside the barrel, under the side, under the extension, so imyesh b'defanos poseach tefach, if there's a cubed piece inside that extension, the curvature of the barrel, and that's where the kazayis min ames is. So if there's a tefach over there, hakol tamei ukineged piator. If that's the case, everything inside becomes tamei except anything that's directly below the mouth, which would stay tar. Vimlav, tuma bokaspi, yola bokaspi yoredes. If not, the tuma will move upwards and downwards. Bamed dvar mamurim batahora. We're assuming that the barrel itself was tar. Avum haisa, temeya, o gavoa, menaretz tefach. If the barrel was tamei, or it was a tefach off the ground, o machusa, or it was covered, o kfui alpia, or if it was turned upside down, so tuma tachtecha besocho al gaba kol tamei. So in any one of these instances, there is a tuma that's going to spread through the barrel. If it spreads through the barrel, right, then everything is going to become tamei. The whole barrel is going to be tamei. Once the barrel's tamei, its contents are tamei, and the spaces above and below it will be tamei, obviously, as well. We'll stop here. Bezras Hashem, we will start the next parak tomorrow morning. Everyone have a terrific day.